All right, we are back on the record. We are going to take up proposed initiative 2013-2014, number 122. Oh, you got something?
May I just ask a question?
Sure.
There's no sign-up sheet for either of those up here, and I just want to make sure that those of us who want to speak on those get...
Yeah, if you just pop up,
okay.
If I don't say anything,
perfect.
Just get in line. Or
okay.
So, yeah.
Hi, Chantel Taylor appearing on behalf of the proponents for Initiative 122. The proponents are here, Randy Pye and Amy Williams, all the way from Hayden, Colorado,
wow.
4 hours away. So thank you for accommodating her schedule so she can drive back at a reasonable hour. Initiative 122, we think it's pretty straightforward. I have reviewed the staff draft and only have one small change. The single subject we think is pretty plain and pretty clear. It's the authority is being granted to local governments to adopt local laws regulating oil and gas development or operations that are no more restrictive than or that conflict with state law. I can address the staff draft when you're ready or entertain questions, however you'd like to proceed.
Well, let's take the single subject first. Is there anyone who wants to speak on that, the single subject? Go ahead, Ms. Tierney.
Thank you, Martha Tierney, on behalf of the proponents for measures 85 through 93, who are also present here. We think the measure does have more than one subject. It establishes that oil and gas development is a matter of statewide concern, which is a separate subject from the subject articulated by Ms. Taylor. And it also contains a statement that I'm reading through the text. Cities, towns, and counties are entitled to regulate land use and planning within their jurisdiction so as to provide orderly use of land and protection of the environment in a manner consistent with constitutional rights. Doesn't articulate what those are. That's arguably another subject. And then it also sets the state law as a floor, which is arguably a third subject.
Okay. Thank you.
That's actually in the old draft. The final draft does not include that language. So in the review and comment, there was discussion about the land use provision or land use language in the original draft. And Ledge Council, you know, we think accurately pointed out that created a layer of confusion and took away from what was our actual intent, which was simply to authorize local governments to enact laws regulating oil and gas. The language about land use that Ms. Tierney referenced simply reiterated what is already provided for in state statute. And you know, our intent in originally in putting in that language was to describe the breadth of the local government's authority in terms of oil and gas, and so that's why we included it. But then in direct response to Ledge Council's comments, we agreed it just confused the ultimate purpose of the initiative, which is to clarify the extent of local government's authority to regulate oil and gas up to, and, you know, not including anything that would be in excess of state law. So that language is actually omitted. And then also in direct response to Ledge Council's comments, the language regarding statewide concern was really declaratory. It wasn't a legally operative term. The legally operative terms are now in Section 2 of the final version, and Section 1 reflects just that declaratory statement, but is not, it's not the legally operative term, it's more a declaratory statement. So in any event, even looking at the language of statewide concern, I mean, that's part and parcel to primacy and the issue of local government, the extent of local government's authority. So we would submit that the single subject is really very clear, and therefore the board has jurisdiction to set title.
Any questions or discussion by the board?
I would just move that we find a single subject for proposed initiative 2013-14, number 122.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Let's move to the title. Ms. Taylor, you have any comments on the title?
Yes, thank you. The only comment I had, I think it's very tightly written, and it covers the intent of the initiative and puts voters well on notice of what it's about. The only comment I had is in line one, it says authorizing local governments to adopt local laws. The language of the initiative says enact and enforce. I understand enact might be legalese, so you could say adopt and enforce, but I think and enforce should be in there as well.
Anyone else?
Yeah, well, I had a similar question about that exact language. Otherwise, I think I'm okay with this. This is among a group that I'm getting concerned about the prohibition on overlapping, conflicting, confusing, similar titles. But when you have overlapping, similar measures, that's going to be a problem. And I think this one is clear enough that it should be okay.
Ms. Tierney, you have any comment on the language?
Thank you. So I want to pick up on some Martha Tierney on behalf of the proponents for measures 85 through 93. I want to pick up on some comments that Mr. Kneiser made earlier in comments from Mr. Domenico. This one appears to be different in the sense that it is not the same proponents titling slightly different measures that they have promised not to run more than one of, but here is a measure that will directly conflict with other measures that have already been titled by this board. And the measure contains language that states that a community may enact laws, but that they cannot be more restrictive than those established by the state. So it's not local control, it's state control. It's setting the state as the floor. And in fact, it's really taking control away from local communities in the sense that they already have control, arguably more control than set by the state on issues of surface and zoning and things like that, where I think it's misleading, this title, to the voters in what it's actually doing.
Well, Maury, what do you think?
In terms of whether or not these two titles are in conflict with each other or what the board could do?
But whether you think that statute is problematic, I guess.
Well, I don't read the statute to say that you cannot set titles for this measure, because otherwise what you would be doing, I think, is constitutionally or depriving them of a constitutional right to circulate a petition. I think what you have to do is to change the title in a way so that the public can distinguish between the measures that Ms. Tierney's clients are proposing and the measures that Ms. Taylor's clients are proposing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's not going to be a problem because the measures are in contrast to each other. I guess the issue is, and I suppose that hasn't been litigated, but I mean, I guess the issue is what happens if both pass.
Well, if both pass, then that actually has been litigated.
Right.
And I think there's a provision in the statute that I haven't had to look at for years, but the one with the most votes prevails.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. No.
Do you have anything else, McTierney? No. All right.
If I could just add, that was our interpretation as well, and we'd certainly entertain any revisions that the title board thinks in its discretion would set it apart. But I think it's pretty clear this is not, you know, setting the state as the standard. And if you want, you can add in the initiative actually includes no more restrictive or in conflict with COGCC or any executive department of the state or laws enacted by the General Assembly. So we're talking about, you know, rules and regulations as well, statute. So the idea being that local governments do have authority to regulate oil and gas in their respective jurisdictions, but not regulations that exceed or are more restrictive than. And I think this title clearly states that, with the one exception about adopt and enforce.
So, Ms. Taylor, is it your reading of the measure that it grants local governments power that they don't currently have rather than limiting their power? I mean, or does it sort of do both?
I would submit that it actually does both. And, I mean, today is a great example that there is not exact clarity on the issue of how much authority local governments have in this area. So it's the proponent's position that a measure such as this would provide that clarity, that local governments do have authority to a certain extent.
Thank you.
If I might, Martha Tierney, one comment in response to that. I think what the measure really does is limit local government's ability to enact laws that are more restrictive than the state law. It doesn't give them any new ability. It limits them from enacting those laws. And the way it's written, I think it misleads the voter.
And I agree with that. I think if we're going to set it in a way that it's not going to confuse people, you know, we should use the language that distinguishes those measures which are granting authority and those measures which are restricting it. I don't know if restrict is the right word, but
if I could address that. I mean, there's nothing in the language that puts limits other than the language that those laws adopted and enacted by local governments cannot be more restrictive than state law or rulemaking. But it doesn't actually have, there's nothing affirmative that is setting limits or prohibitions like in the initiatives we've heard before us, which specifically state and that's, you know, an active term for those initiatives that it's a limitation or a prohibition, and we don't have that here. And I do think we're slipping a bit into the substance or the merits and outside plain language when we start talking about its impact as presented by Ms. Tierney.
So why don't we say something like an amendment to the Colorado Constitution stating that local governments may enact and enforce, et cetera?
Yeah, just like the language of the measure.
Because I do think Ms. Tierney has a point that this while I agree that it reflects essentially the way it's stated, might be somewhat misleading, suggesting that this is some brand new expansion of power when I think it's at least questionable whether it's purely a limitation or maybe a clarification. And so this at least allows us to avoid having to take a kind of interpretive position on which of those it is. Well, so we have taken kind of a position on how broad we need to be about ordinances and that sort of thing, right, haven't we? I'm not sure all that needs to go in there.
Yeah.
I think laws and regulations is what we've been using.
Yeah.
Let's go to that.
Relating to or concerning. Local laws doesn't cover it.
It's like that we are consistent debate.
To me, I'll lay out my position. To me, laws doesn't cover it because one's a legislative branch function, the other's an executive branch function, and as someone who works for the legislature, that's a kind of big deal to me.
We've been down this road earlier in this session.
I've heard.
Yeah, I don't work for the legislature, so I'm not as concerned about it, and basically the point of a regulation is, in fact, I think the law is that a regulation has the force of law. But that said, I think the best way to fix this is just change regulating to concerning and move on.
All right, you want to collapse it and I'll read it? This is an amendment to the Colorado Constitution stating that local governments may enact and enforce local laws and regulations concerning oil and gas development or operations that are no more restrictive than and that do not otherwise exceed or conflict with state law. I really have to say not otherwise. You just do not exceed.
I think we can take out that on line 3.
But do we have to say otherwise? I don't know. Or did you like that word? Okay. Right now, it's an amendment to the Colorado Constitution stating that local governments may enact and enforce local laws and regulations concerning oil and gas development or operations that are no more restrictive than and do not exceed or conflict with state law.
I'm satisfied with that.
Yeah.
So then I'll move that we adopt the staff draft for 2013-2014, number 122, as amended as it appears now on the screen.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
It's unanimous, and that takes us to proposed initiative 2013-2014, number 123.
You ready for me?
Sure.
All right. Chantel Taylor appearing on behalf of the proponents who are still here, Randy Pye and Amy Williams. We are here on Initiative 123. This initiative, we also think, has a pretty clear single subject, and therefore the board has jurisdiction to set title. I also do have some revised language that I have copies of that I could share with the board when it's ready. But we think the single subject, local control, much like 122, authorizing local governments to enact laws and regulations regulating oil and gas development, that is no more restrictive than or does not otherwise conflict with state law.
Anyone else want to comment on the single subject?
Sorry, asleep at the wheel over here.
That's all right.
Martha Tierney on behalf of the proponents for measures 85 through 80, excuse me, 93. I want to incorporate my comments from directed at measure 122, except I want to add a couple things. So similarly, we think this is a more than one subject because it also creates oil and gas operations as a matter of statewide concern. And in addition to the subject that the board found for measure 122, it creates and allows governments to assess an impact fee to mitigate costs associated with development and operations within their jurisdictional boundaries. We think that creates another subject.
So the language about the impact fee is just an example of the types of laws that local governments can enact regulating oil and gas development. The purpose in spelling it out was to make sure that it was not caught up in the restrictive language, which is why I have a redraft of the staff draft. It was the intent of the proponents to make sure that impact fees could be enacted regardless of state rule or law. So, for example, states may not have impact fees. If the restrictive language applied to the impact fees, then, you know, as a matter of definition, they wouldn't be able to adopt impact fees. That wasn't the point. The point was to say they can enact state and local laws, including impact fees. State and local laws cannot be more restrictive than state law with the exception of the impact fees. And that's why in response to Ledge Council's comments, again, on the matter of statewide concern, that's declaratory language that we took Ledge Council's suggestion and put that in a declaratory statement in Section 1. In Section 2, you know, removed the extraneous language regarding land use, and then moved the impact fees in such a way that it's hopefully clear that it's an exception to the restriction. So local governments can pass impact fees, and they can enact other laws that are no more restrictive than state. That's where we're going with that. The impact fees are really just one of the types of laws that local governments can enact regulating oil and gas and therefore fall under that same subject.
So I'm satisfied it's a single subject, so I move that we find that proposed initiative 2013-2014, number 123, constitutes a single subject.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Let's move to the title. And you said you had handouts? Do you have one for Ms. Tierney?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hang on.
Can I have one of your copies? The proponents have copies.
Okay.
really the language that we are proposing more mirrors. Thank you. More directly mirrors the language in the initiative itself, making it clear that the impact fees are an exception to the restriction. So that we think this language more clearly sets it out, because in the staff draft, it would look as if the impact fees are subject to the restrictive language, and that wasn't the intent.
So am I right that the difference between this and what we just did is the impact fee? And
correct. It spells out an example.
Why don't we start with what we just did, and then I just add the language from the proposal to the end of it is where I would go.
Yeah. Ms. Turney, why don't you, if you want to put anything on the record, we'll change the authorizing to stating or whatever we used before. But
thank you. Martha Tierney, again, I want to incorporate my arguments that I made previously in response to the title for 122. Again, I think that this title is misleading in that it is limiting what local governments can do, and in fact the statements of Ms. Taylor that the impact fee is an example makes that point, that otherwise it would be clear that you can't do those, that local governments couldn't do that. And I think by separating out the impact fee, that's the only thing that they've separated out. It isn't such as or similar already authorized local government authority, anything like that. It's just, it's taking away local government authority to do the things they already have, except it allows them to assess an impact fee. So again, I think the title is misleading and confusing to the voters who think this is granting authority to local governments when in fact it's taking it away.
Laws and regulations concerning on to.
We really have to have connection there with language? No.
No.
Yeah.
I want to get
yeah.
Where we were on 122. So I would just, I think it might make sense to just change and allowing to a different phrase.
So
I mean, it might just say except that
they may
local governments
may assess or whatever.
But it's
yeah. So it would say, except that local governments may assess, and then I'm not sure we need it, you know,
within yeah.
the within language.
Right there.
Yeah. So we could just either end way. It at associated just, with, yeah, right there. Mm-hmm. I mean, where else are they going to spend it?
Right.
So right now it reads an amendment to the Colorado Constitution stating that local governments may enact and enforce local laws and regulations concerning oil and gas development or operations that are no more restrictive than and that do not conflict with state law, except that local governments may assess an oil and gas impact fee to mitigate the direct costs associated with oil and gas development and operations. Any comments?
All of that.
Well, no, I think that is an accurate statement of the initiative. I think it makes it clear that local governments do have an authority. Again, just to Martha Tierney's point, I think that there's a lot of confusion about what local governments can and cannot do, and this clarifies the extent of their authority, that there is much they can do, and then carves out for impact fees that is not subject to any state restriction. So I agree with this language, and I think it's good.
Then I think it does what we need to do, and therefore I move that we adopt the staff draft for 2013-2014, number 123, as we've amended it, and it appears on the screen.
Second. Do you have any discussion?
Can we just clarify this 123?
Did I say, well, this is 123. My motion was relating to 123.
Yeah.
I may very well have, so let's make it clear. We're on 123.
Thank you.
The only very boring thing I'll say is, do we usually do like a semicolon before the accept that instead of a comma?
I would not, I think. Those are usually sort of, I think if we were going to do a semicolon, it would be, afterwards. I would get rid of the accept that, and I think you'd have to make some more changes.
Oh. Yeah.
So I would leave it.
In that case, then I guess we just vote on the motion.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All
right.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. That takes us to proposed initiative 2013-2014, number 115. Unless, Ms. Tierney, you want to mix it up, maybe move one of the non-oil and gas ones. To have a little variety.
Still docking here.
I don't know. You got your, you got some other ones. You got voting. You got, you know, I don't know. Go ahead.
Well, so I have some good news on that front. During the break, we had some discussions, and in light of the titles that were already titled today, we are withdrawing 115 through 120.
Oh, so we're going to get right to the variety.
Oh, Ms. Tierney is everybody's favorite person.
Keep that in mind.
Wow. All right, that takes us to 2013-2014, number 112.
Well, if the 111 people want to go and are prepared, they got to drag.
You want to do 111? Can we do 111 real quick then? They're the ones you have to drive. So. All right, we are on proposed initiative 2013-2014, number 111.
We appreciate
it's our
you
gift
letting
to you.
Us move forward.
Or actually, Ms. Tierney's gift to you. All right. Why don't you start by telling us what you believe the single subject to be?
Okay, I'll introduce you. My name is Randy Schaefer. This is Joe Kenny. Single subject is to change the way we elect the members of the House of Representatives in the state of Colorado.
Okay. Any questions from the board?
Not from me.
I have no questions.
Okay.
Anyone opposed?
I'm
ready to move.
Unless someone else wants to speak on it. Go ahead. Yeah.
I would move we find a single subject for proposed initiative 2013-14, number 111.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes unanimously. Let's go to the question. Do you have any comments on the draft, staff draft?
We're satisfied with the draft?
Yeah, okay.
For what it's worth, I am not. I just think we can make this a lot shorter and simpler.
Right.
And would propose as an alternative simply an amendment to the Colorado Constitution requiring each state representative district to consist of, or the option could be of the entirety of, a single county on and after January 10th, 2017.
I wonder if we should say 64. I mean, or because it you could read that to mean you can't divide a county. I don't know. Requiring each. I guess it's fine.
I guess the first question I have is whether the proponents have any objections to the shorter title or if you're okay with it.
No, the shorter title is fine. Yeah. The implementation, the intent was that if that were to were adopted and it take place, it would be for that term. So adding after maybe confuses that issue.
You wanted to say beginning January 10th?
Sure.
So that November election before 2017 would make that change.
Right. Okay. No.
Something about that, I mean, I like the basic idea. Something about it doesn't quite get it across for whatever reason to me. I'm not sure why. I mean, if everybody is satisfied with it, I don't mean to throw a monkey wrench into it, but
I just kind of felt the same way. But I mean, when you read it and you parse it out, it's grammatically correct. It's just,
and maybe you can just say of a single county. I
guess I think maybe my concern is that the phrase state representative district is, maybe that's what doesn't, what a state representative district is maybe not obvious if you don't have the context of it in front of you. And, you know, somehow making clear what we're talking about here is the state House of Representatives. And the problem is, I'm having trouble kind of figuring out a way to do that without muddling it up a lot.
Well, isn't it just each district in the Colorado House of Representatives? Or each district represented in the Colorado House of Representatives?
Yeah, so let me just make a throw out an idea, which is to start with the sort of reverse the concepts and say something about how requiring, start with the idea of the counties, and so requiring that each county um, That each county be, that the counties of Colorado, I don't know, something like that. That was the other way I was saying it. That each county, county's boundaries become the boundaries of the districts for the State House of Representatives. I don't know that that helps, and it might make it worse, but. What if it, maybe here's another alternative, requiring that the boundaries of each district for the State House of Representatives Does that help? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think it. I don't know whether it helps or whether it just took time to sink in. But.
Right. I don't know that it helps either, but.
I'm going to stick with less is more as my preference. I mean, I think we can live with this. I like the shorter better.
Yeah, I do too.
What if it's an amendment to the Colorado Constitution setting the boundaries of each district?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, that's better.
As.
Yeah, as.
The entirety of a, or as,
well, if we're going to say boundaries, probably just parallel, get rid of that entirety and just say as the boundaries of a single county.
Right.
Well, then it would be at the boundaries of each county, I think, would be better.
Yeah.
To continue with the parallel. I think I'd get rid of the date myself. I actually think it slightly confuses the measure, and to me, not totally earth-shaking, but.
So you're suggesting the date would come out of the title but still be in the bottom?
Sure, we're not, the measures is going to be the same whatever we do here, so. So then it might make sense, each county in the state or something like that.
Okay.
Just. I know it's parallel language, but I actually still think that after the second boundaries, a single county gets, for some reason, gets the gist of it better to me. I just, the each, I don't know, for some reason it's just not seeming as clear.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess my concern is kind of with it is a little bit silly. I think it's okay.
As it reads now, it's an amendment to the Colorado Constitution setting the boundaries of each district for the State House of Representatives as the boundaries of a single county in the state.
You know, the only thing I'd propose is whether we'd want to get rid of the for the and just put district after State House of Representatives.
Yeah.
If not, I don't. No big deal. Just dropping a couple more words.
Change what? For the? Into of or something?
Just pull it out and put district after representatives.
Can I make a slightly different suggestion and say, so setting, and then just get rid of the boundaries concept at the beginning, setting, and maybe setting would have to change, but setting each district for the State House of Representatives. Requiring each.
How about establishing each district for each, what I would say is establishing each State House of Representatives district as a single county of the state.
I like terrible. Well, if you were going to
do that, then I would for sure flip county to coming first and say establishing each county boundaries as, and then you could use coinciding. I mean, the word we're trying to avoid here that's scaring us is coterminous. That's in the measure that would be useful, but coincide is probably a good synonym.
You don't like coterminous?
Well, I don't have a problem with it, really. It's just sort of law, not title. So, Mr. Gallander's suggestion, establishing the boundaries of each district. And then you could say as coinciding with the boundaries
of a single county. It would be too coinciding. Well, I don't know.
I think just as coinciding.
As coinciding. Right. So now it reads an amendment to the Colorado Constitution establishing the boundaries of each district for the State House of Representatives as coinciding with the boundaries of a single county in the state.
I'm done if y'all are done.
I'm okay with that.
All right.
All right. Guys, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Then I would propose that we set the title for proposed initiative 2013-14, number 111, the staff draft as amended, as appears on the screen as the title. I think that was a little jumbled, but we get the idea.
Right.
I'll accept your proposal as a motion, which I second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Safe travels.
Thanks.
That takes us back up to proposed initiative 2013-2014, number 112.
And my apologies, Madam Chair, members of the board. My name is Ryan Ross. I am one of the co-proponents of these three initiatives. Looking at your agenda this morning, it looked to me like I was right on the cusp between either being towards the end today or first thing tomorrow morning. And when five initiatives were drawn 15 minutes ago, that threw me for a bit of a loop. I've tried to contact my co-proponent. I don't think he's far, but he hasn't responded to my attempts to contact him within the last 15 minutes.
Well, we can move on to, you're not on 104?
I'm not on 104.
Okay, we can move on to 104 and then we'll see where you stand, but you have 12, 13, and 14?
Yes, ma'am.
We can move those to the morning if we need to.
Is that your preference?
No, whatever your preference is. We could get them done tonight, or we can, I mean, why don't we take 104 first, and then, I mean, I got a sandwich downstairs, so I could kill another 10 minutes with that.
So we're going to 104?
So let's go to 104. proposed initiative 2013-2014, number 104.
Establishment of a state-owned bank.
Oh, are they not here?
I do not believe the proponents are present for that. Establishment of a state-owned bank, number 104. That would be Earl Stalen and Robert Bowes, who are not present in the room at the moment.
Okay. So that's back to you then on 112 through 113 and 114. We can either take them up and what?
Are the gambling folks still around?
I don't think anybody else is
here.
Believe
the proponents have all left.
The next ones were Mark Gruskins, and his proponents went early, and then Sharon is on the rest of them. So
okay.
I mean, I'm not that worried about it. We're moving pretty quickly, so.
Can we give the proponents of 111, 112, and 113 5 or 10 minutes to see if he can get a hold of his co-designated representative?
Sure. Take a break.
Thank you.
Sure.